I'm here with Malo Dormant,
yes,
who is the manager of the Arbre du Monde du Elguat. Malo, can you tell us a little bit about the arboretum here?
It's a big collection of trees and shrubs, maybe 10,000 specimens and 3,500 different species. And it's young, 30 years old. And it was planted by the director of the retirement house in New Elguat. He loves plants, he loves traveling, and he plants a lot of trees and shrubs here.
Is it a particularly good place for plants from all over the world?
Yes, because it's not very hot, warm, and not too cold, and a lot of rain all the year.
So you have plants from all over the world. For example, which countries?
New Zealand, Chile, USA, Europe, Japan, Taiwan, China.
A great variety.
Yes.
Which are the stars? Which are the ones that are really unusual or even rare?
A loving tree, Davidia involucrata, or it's hard. A dove tree.
I think it's called a handkerchief tree.
That's it. It's a lovely tree.
Why is it called a handkerchief tree?
I think it's for, it's not flowers, but it's bractae. It's a kind of leaf which are with color, or so it's a white bractae like mouchoir.
Like a handkerchief.
Handkerchief. And it's a lovely tree.
So visitors can see this tree all year round? I mean, are you open all year round?
Actually, it's open from 2 to 6 p.m., from Thursday to Sunday.
And that's all year or just in the autumn?
No, from April to the end of October.
And do you give guided tours?
Only if it's reserved for a small group or in exhibition. Like Rendez-vous au Jardin. It's a national exhibition of parks and garden.
And how long would a visit take to go around the garden?
1 hour or 2 hours. And I'll give a map for visitors.
And so, Malo, is there a best time to come to visit the Arboretum here?
Yes, it begins in May until the end of June with a lot of flowers. Rhododendron, magnolia, camellia, and also I like in autumn with the colors of leaves. Sorry, it's too good period.
Do you have new plants, new exhibits coming in?
Yes, every year with friends exchange or I buy in plant exhibition or some friend travel. In China, Japan, and they collect seeds.
You have greenhouses here?
Yes. Yes, it's for young plants from seedling or from cutting. It's better in greenhouse.
We're in the barn here, the accueil, the reception for the arboretum. Is this an exhibition space as well?
Yes. It's big and we made a festival in August, and some friends wanted to expose painting or photo, and I think it's a good place for some exhibition.
Do you have other activities here?
Yes, I sold plants.
Oh, we can buy plants from all over the world.
Yes, some trees and shrubs like maples, Japanese maple, anchor pocketchief tree, eucalyptus, dogwood, pines, sugar maple, monkey puzzle tree.
There is an association that helps you with your work, I understand.
Yes, it's Les Amis des Arbres du Monde. It's a non-profit organization, and they help me for the garden. They help me to activities, and it's support for me. And there is a lot of English people, and it's It's good.
That's how you get to speak English.
Yes. English people in the organization wants to speak French, but me, I like to speak English because it's good.
Now, there are big plans for the Arboretum, Malo, aren't there? Could you tell us about that?
Yes, because the Arboretum is a property of the EHPAD. It's a retirement house in Uelguat. And I rent the park, but the retirement house won't maybe sell the Arboretum, and we are collecting some money for it's SCI, Société Civile Immobilière. It's to collect money to buy the park.
And it will be owned by a community?
Yes, that's it. To save trees and shrubs, to save the collection. Not me, but collection.
Okay, well, Malo, thank you very much indeed for telling us about the Arbre du Monde du Uelguat.
Thank you.